Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Volume 6, Superior Saturday, by Garth Nix. Read for you by Alan Cordura. Prologue. Saturday, self-styled superior sorcerer of the house, stood in her private viewing chamber at the very apex of her dominion, atop the tower that she had been building for almost 10,000 years. This clear, crystal-walled room was always at the top, the builders lifting it higher and higher as new levels were slotted in below. Saturday looked down through the rain-washed glass at the multitude of fuzzy green spots of light below. It looked like the tower, thousands of feet high, had suffered a vast, vertical infestation of green glowworms. But the spots of light actually came from the green-shaded lamps that sat on every desk in the upper house in exactly the same position, just as each desk was set exactly in the middle of an open cube of red wrought iron with a grill floor and no ceiling. These cubes, the basic building blocks of Saturday's tower, ran on vertical and horizontal rails, ascending, descending, or moving sideways, according to the merits of the denizens who worked at the desks. Each cube was dragged into place by a series of chains that were driven by mighty steam engines deep below the tower. The actual work of building the rails and fueling the engines was done by bronze automatons and a small number of luckless denizens who had failed Saturday in some way. Even lower in status were the grease monkeys, Piper's children, who oiled...